We're at the two dots at the bottom of page Zayin of Aleph. Tana Rabbana, the Shova al Beis Aviha. Right, if a Bas Kohen married to Israel and he dies and she has no children, so she goes back to her father's home, meaning she can eat Truma again. Prat v'shomeres Yovam, right, Shova al Beis Aviha, that's if she goes back to her father's home. That's if she's a Shomeres Yovam, she is connected to the Yovam, and therefore she's not going back to her father's home, she can't eat Truma. So if a Bas Kohen is married to Israel, he dies without children, and she now has to go to the Yovam, either for Chalitz or for Yibum, she doesn't eat Truma. Kinu Ureha, Prat L'Muberes. She goes back to her father's home, Kinu Ureha. That's only if she's like she was when she was a Nara, but not pregnant. But if she's pregnant, she also doesn't eat Truma. If he leaves her pregnant, she doesn't eat Truma. V'halo dinhu. U'ma b'mokom shalo osa v'lad min harishon. Ki v'lad min hasheni. L'potra min hayibum. Right? So now the verse says, why do you need a pasuk to tell me a mu'uberes doesn't eat Truma? Right? V'chora, let's make a kal v'chomer from what's it called, for the following kal v'chomer. The Torah did not consider Vlad min Harishon ki Vlad min Hasheni lepotra min Hayibum. Case like this: a woman married Reuven, and she had a child from him, and Reuven died, and she married Shimon, not his brother, another guy, Shimon, and Shimon died, and she didn't have any children from Shimon. So even though she has a son from Reuven, that doesn't pater from Yibum now for Levi, who's Shimon's brother, because she didn't have children from Shimon. So the fact that she has a son from Levi, from Reuven, is irrelevant. So b'makom shelo also vlad min harishon ki vlad min hasheni lepotra min hayibum, also uber ki ilud, still the Torah considered an uber as if it was a child and patur so from yibum, right? Where there's another child, right, from another husband, doesn't patur from yibum. But if she's pregnant when the husband dies, she is pater from Yibum. Makom she'asa vlad min harishon ki vlad min hasheni leposel min hatruba. If a woman was a bas kohen was married to Reuven, the Israel, and she had a child, and he died, so she doesn't need truma because of the child. Now she married Shimon, and he died. Another Israel, and he died and didn't leave with any children. So she's also to eat Truma because of her child from Reuven. So there, the child from another husband does pass her from Truma, right? So Eino Din Shenasa Uber Ki Yolud. Surely then, an Uber should be considered like a child that passes her from Truma. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that if she's Muberes, she doesn't go back to eat Truma? If she's a Bas Kohen, make a Kal V'chomer from Yibum. By Yibum, where a child from a different husband doesn't pater her from Yibum, but an Uber does, Kol Shekein, what's it called, by Truma, where a child from another husband passes her from Truma, surely an Uber should pass her from Truma. That's a Kal V'chomer. Zemara says, lo, Mali also Uber ki Yolud le'ingin Yibum, Shari also Meishim Kechayim. You know why an Uber is considered like a child when it comes to Yibum? Because meaning the following: if when her husband died, he left her with a child, okay, and then the child died, she's not chayiv yibum, right? Even if the child eventually died, once she's potter from yibum, she's potter across the board, okay? So lo shari osam meisim kechayim. So the dead child is considered just if he's alive, okay. Nasa uber ki yolud linyan truma shelo asa meisim kechayim. Nasha ein kein, if when she was when the husband died, she had a child, so she can't eat truma. And then subsequently the child died, she could eat truma. So lo asa meisim kechayim, right? The meis is not considered like he's alive. So maybe by Yibum, where Loas of Nesim Kechayim, right, that's why an Uber passes her from Truma too. But by Yibum, where lo asam nesim kechayim, right? Where asam nesim kechayim, where the dead kid is considered like he's alive, right? Maybe that's why an uber pater some yibum, but maybe an uber doesn't pater from what's it called, from a truma. Talmud lomer kinu ureha prat muberes. That's why you need a pasuk by truma kinu ureha, that a muberes that is pasul from truma. The itzrich lemichtav muberes, the itzrich lemichtav v'zera einla. You need both of them. You need what's it called, the to tell me a muberes doesn't eat truma, and also if she had a kid, she also doesn't eat truma. L'chora it's a kol shekein. If the muberes doesn't eat truma, kol shekein, where if she had a kid from another marriage, right? The ikos of Rachmana v'zera ein la mikor echad gufa v'hashta trei gufa. If it just said that she didn't have a child, I would say that's because before she was one, there was one body, now she's two bodies. In other words, she had a kid. So she's not the same as she was, kinu ureho. So she doesn't go back to eat truma from the father. Ava muberes mikor echad gufa v'hashta chad gufa e matecho. But a muberes, she's the same she was before. She was one body. She's just a bigger body. So I might think that what's it called, that she does eat truma. Tzricha. That's why you need muberes. The ikos of Rachmana muberes, that only said muberes, the mikara gufa shrika, the hashta gufa malya. Before, she was an empty body. Now she's a filled up body. So she's there's a change in her herself. Avolzera ein la de mikara gufa shrika v'hashta gufa shrika ein malo. But by when she has a child, right, maybe over there, that's not considered a change in her. She's the same as she was before. She just has another, has somebody else in this world that she brought into the world, a child. That doesn't change her specifically. Therefore, you need both cases. Both a muberes is not ki'unureha, and zera ein la, that she doesn't have a child either. Because with the muberes, I would say there's a change in her. She's not the same as she was kinureha. And if she had another child, I would say no, it's two bodies, so that's why she can't go back to the way she was, but one body she couldn't go back. Therefore, you need both psukim. Rashi. Second. Prat l'shomeres yavam she'eino chozeres l'beis avia do'agiv abe. Shomeres yavam doesn't go back to her father because she is connected to the yavam, so she doesn't eat truma. Kinu reho bisman she reikonis ke'eino reho. When she's empty, not pregnant like she was when she was a maiden. But prat l'muberes, if she's pregnant, she's not shova l'beis avia kinu reho. Valo dinhu lama likro. Why don't we need a pasuk to memayit muberes to tell me she's pasul the truma? Why don't you pasuk umab b'makom shalosu vlad min arishin kevlad min asheni nisus laechad v'yoldala umeis the nisus laacher umeis v'lo bonim tzricha yibum v'lo potra vlad shneishim min arishon. If she married Reuven and had a child, and Reuven died and she married Shimon, and Shimon died without children, she has to have yibum, and Reuven's child doesn't have any effect by truma. It does have an effect. She married Reuven the Yisrael and had a child, and he died. And she married Shimon the Yisrael, and he died and didn't leave her with children. She still has her teeth truma because of Reuven's child. Right? Malkum Sha'asa Vlad, Bas Kohen Shanisus Yisrael the Yodolo, Umeis, the Nisus Laacher, Umeis below Bonim, Adain he Asura Betruma, Mishum Vlad in Arisha, Dokshiva Zera Ein Lov Ahariyeshla. Doesn't make a difference if it's from this husband or not. If she has a child from a Yisrael, she doesn't eat truma. When yibum shariyosa meisim kechayim, meis ba'ala, v'yachrkach meis bina, harihu kechay. No, by yibum, there's another mila that yibum has. That if the husband died and he left her with a child, and the child died, she's not chayim in yibum. Right? So the dead child is considered like a live child. Meis ba'ala, v'yachrkach meis bina, harihu kechay. Ve'eno choseres l'shyabim, kin amorim b'shmais, and drachea darchei noam. As the Gemara is going to explain, because of drachea darchei noam. Leaning truma shalom also mesim kachayim, but by truma, if the husband left her with a child that he subsequently died, she then can eat truma if the child's dead. Bas koin she oldam Yisrael umes by lo viachar mes benoach choseres lebeis avia. She does go back to eat truma. The kulu nafkin mikroy b'shmeisin. All these halachas we'll learn from psukim in this sugya. Ve'itzrich lemichtav kinureh lemute muberes ve'itzrich lemichtav hazera einla lemute yeshla vlad yolud. I need two psukim. One to tell me a muberes doesn't eat truma, and the other one to tell me if she has a born child, she doesn't eat truma. Because just for muberes, I would say that there's a change in her. But having another child, there's no change in her specifically now. And the opposite, by muberes, lemaisa, she, what's it called, is the same person. Before she was empty, now she's full. Mashain came by what's it called, by the child, there's another person in this world because of her. So that's a significant change. Srika, reka, empty. Ilan srak means a tree that doesn't bear fruit, it's empty. Okay, now vaiter. Shimin Omar Le Lonasa Maseh Bemisa Nasa Velonasa Bavlad Yovam Mutruma Yibum Mutruma and Simon. Okay, Omar Le Rabbi Yehuda Midi Iskar to the Rava. Lonasa Nasin Kechayim Le'inin Yibum. Let's not consider a dead child like he's alive, Legabi Yibum, Mikalvachomer, from a Kalvachomer from Truma. Umabim Makam Shosa Vladmin Arishon Kevladmin Asheni, Leposlamin Atruma, if by Truma. A previous child passes her from Truma, right? Lo also Mesim Kechayim, and yet if the child dies, she can eat Truma, right? So the dead child is not considered like a live child. Malkum Shalo also Vlad Min Arishim Kevlad Min Asheni, Lepotra Min Ayibum. By Yibum, where a previous child doesn't pater her from Yibum, Ain't no din shalom nasa mesim kechayim. Surely, what's it called? A dead child should not be considered like alive, and she should be chayiv in yibum. Tamad lomer drochel darchei noam v'chol nesiv oseh shalom. The Torah is darchei noam, and this would not be darchei noam that when she died, she didn't have to have yibum. She went and married another man. All of a sudden, her child dies, and now she's going to need chalitza or yibum. She's going to have chalitza while she's married to the other guy. And that's still not nice because he's going to bring up the fact that she had a previous husband, or she'll have to get divorced from the original guy and either have Yibum or Chalitza from the first guy. Right? It's not going to be nice to make her get divorced from her original second husband now. Right? So therefore, that's not Darkei Noah. So therefore, once she's parted from Yibum, she's parted. She can go get married and it doesn't affect her, it will never affect her new marriage.
The fact that she's an Ishesish. So how can Yibum be?
No, no, because now it's like Lumafreya from the time that
doesn't matter. Lumaisa, she's an Ishesish.
No, so we'll have to make her get divorced, and now either have chalitza or that she'll have to have chalitza now while she's still married to the guy. That's what Rashi seems to say. Other Rishonim say what we'll have to do is make her get divorced and either have Yibum or chalitza for the first guy. Her marriage to the second guy is also now, because she doesn't have a child anymore. She has a child. She doesn't have a child anymore, right? Rashi, Nasa Nation Kechayim, V'tarzer L'zikosa in Yomus B'nol Achazman. She should become now Zokuk L'mafreya, again, back to the Zika, if not L'mafreya, Zokuk to the Yavam, and Nela, either she has to have Chalitza in order to enable her to live with her second husband, continued, or she'll have to get divorced from the second husband. When the husband died, she had a child, and she wasn't zakuk liyibum. The nisus l'shuk, and she married another guy. Another child died. In tomar tachlos, if you'll say that she should have chalitza now while she's still married to this other guy, he tisgan al baila. The husband's going to remember she was married to a guy before, and he's still connected to her through the yavam. She's going to cause fight. Hilkach al korach ben ein lo b'shas misa koma variyeshlo. As long as she had a child when the guy died, she's parted from yibum forever because it's rochad darchei noah. So Mar says now v'nasa meisim kechayim lingin truma mikal v'chomer. Just the opposite then. Let's make Mesim Kechayim that if the child dies, she's still Osir for Truma that we should say that halacha from a Kalvachomer from Yibum. Umab Makam Shalos of Vladmin Arishin Kivladmin Asheni Lepotra Minha Yibum. By Yibum, a previous child doesn't pater her from Yibum. Right? Osir Mesim Kechayim, but if her child dies, she is not chayiv in Yibum. It's as, he's as if he's still alive. So Makom she'asa vlad min harishon kevlad min hashem by truma, where a previous child does passel her from truma, leposel min hatruma. Eino din she'nasa nesin kechayiv. Surely the dead child should be considered alive and also passel her from truma. Talmud lomer v'zera einla v'einla. She doesn't have children. She doesn't have children right now, Lamaisa. It depends right now, does she have child or not? So the Pasuk tells me not like that. Ain't a chadami. Can learn a kavachomer the opposite. The Pasuk tells me don't learn a kavachomer. Now the Gemara says, V'nasa vlad min arishon kivlad min asheni linyan yibum. Let's say that a previous child should pater her from yibum, kavachomer mi kavachomer, from truma. Uma b'mokom shalu asa nesim kechayim. By what's it called? Linyan truma. By truma, if the child dies, he's considered dead, and she can go back and eat truma. Also, vlad min arishon kevlad min hasheni. Still, a previous child also passes her from truma. Makom she'asa nesim kechayim linyan yibum. By yibum, where the dead child is considered like he's still alive, to pater her from yibum. Eino din she'nasa vlad min arishon kevlad min hasheni. We surely should say that a previous child also passes her from yibum. Talmud Lomar Ubein Einlo. V'ha Einlo. Right, Lamaisa, what's it called? He doesn't have a child. He doesn't have somebody else's child that she had. Now the Gemara says, V'lo Nasa Vlad Min Arishin Kavlad Min Hasheni L'Truma Mikal V'chomer. Let's not make a previous child patzel her from Truma from a Kal V'chomer. V'ma V'mokom Shosa Mesim Kechayim L'Potra Min Ayibum. Lo Asa Vlad Min Arishin Kavlad Min Hasheni. Where a dead child, right, is what's it called, Patersor from Yibum, right? Still, a previous child from a previous marriage doesn't Patersor from Yibum. Malkum Shalosa Mason Kechayim, Linyan Truma. But by Truma, where a dead child is not considered alive, right? Ain't Odin Shalonasa Vladman Arishan Kavladash. Any, surely a previous marriage also shouldn't be considered to Patersor from Truma? Talmud Lomar, Ain Law Vahayeshla. Torah says, Zera Ain Law, Lamaisa, she does have Zera. She from Israel, not Dafka from this one, right? Here it says Bain Ain Lo, goes on the this pile. Over there it says Bain Ain Lo, it goes on her whether she has a child Bichlal or not. Okay, Hadron Lech Yesh Mutaros, Hadron Lech Yesh Mutaros, Hadron Lech Yesh Mutaros.